Blog Talk Radio.
I need the most high. He the only one that I want in my life. I'ma make a covenant with my eyes. Why should I behold a maid and despise? Surely money lies, and show them to die. Every mouth lies, but not the most high. He's the one who hears the cries and the heart he tries. He never breaks ties, I'll never compromise. God played him these times, he took away the shine. He put me on the grind, I had to give a sign. I started from behind, I'm running out of time. This is a state of emergency, Yahweh, Yahweh, please come close to me. Yahweh, Elohim, please come and help me. Yahweh, Elohim, please come and help me. Yahweh, Elohim, please come and help me. Yahweh, I need your help, I need your spirit. I'm destitute, I've been in trouble. Confusion of faith belongs to me. I sin, Yahweh, please help me. Yahweh, please hold me. I'm your baby, your son. Yahweh, please come close to me. I need you, Yahweh, to touch me. Yahweh, you inspire me. Yahweh, help me. Mighty Elohim, why do the heathen rage? Your people will look on our back. Yahweh, please come help me. Yahweh, come close to me. I need you, Yahweh. Please come close to me, Yahweh.
Please come close to me.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh Elohim, the true and living Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Jacob. This is nothing but the truth. And my name, well, I'm your host for this evening, Morey Obadiah Yisrael, of the House of Yisrael, located in 1907 Vine Street. And we're giving all honor, all glory and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the mighty one of Yahakob, whose name alone is Yahweh. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you are tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the mighty one whose name alone is Yahweh. What would we be discussing this evening? Well, the Most High has inspired another interesting topic of discussion. And what we will be discussing is something that many of our people, many of the world, they don't prep for. See, it's so many blessings that we as people that dwell on the face of this earth, take for granted. And not realize that it's not by your righteousness or my righteousness or our righteousness that these blessings are upon us, but because of the tender mercies of the Most High Yahweh. And because these things are forgotten, because these things are not mentioned, because these things are pushed to the side and taken for granted, Yahweh causes things to happen to let you know that it wasn't your job, it wasn't your car, it wasn't your money, and it wasn't your strength that had you to endure. It was all through the mercy of mighty Yah. But what takes place when the nation has forgotten? What takes place when the world has forgotten? See, many people have their eyes focused on vanity. And they think that as long as I have a bunch of money, I should be okay, no matter what. Or because I have a nice home, I should be okay no matter what. Or maybe it is because I have a lot of guns, knives, I know a lot of fighting skill, that I'll be okay. Or maybe as long as Babylon stands, I'll be okay. But truly, our trust and our fear has to be in Yahweh. Because the various signs that Yahweh shows the world, that he will show the world, is something that can only be done by the finger of Elohim. And what we will be discussing this evening is famine. A famine will take place in the land. But this famine will be something that's very distinct. This famine will be something that's quite different. It's not a famine like what you will see on those televangelist videos where they show the flies in the baby's eyes and their bellies are swole up because they haven't eaten or drinking in days or maybe even a week. It's not this type of famine. See, this type of famine, you may see people with full stomachs. You may see people with water to drink. But you're going to understand that the famine that Yahweh will cause to come upon the face of this earth, none of that water can quench. None of that food can fill. The famine that Yahweh will cause to come upon the face of the earth will be something that's instantaneous and something that will eradicate nations. And what is this famine that's so great? What is this famine that I'm speaking of? Well, let's read about it. If you turn with me in your books, to the book of Amos, the 8th chapter. And in the book of Amos, the 8th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 11th verse. Amos 8 and 11 reads, "Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will send a famine in the land, but not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of the hearing of the words of Yahweh. And they shall wander from sea to sea, And from north even to the east, they shall run to and fro to seek the word of Yah, and shall not find it. And in that day shall the fair virgins, or the maidens, and the young men faint for thirst. But they that swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, Thy Elohim, O Dan, liveth, the manner of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall, and never rise up again. See, the problem is that we as a nation, we as a people, we coming up in the midst of a nation, have put our trust in too much vanity. We've put our trust in too many trinkets, put our trust in too many dainties, put our trust in too many men and women, put our trust in so many things that's not from Yahweh. So Yahweh said, well, look, I'm going to take the very essential thing from your midst. But it's not going to be from, it's not going to be from thirst, and it's not going to be from hunger. I'm going to have a famine that comes into the land, and it's going to just strip you down to the bare bone. And what's going to be void, it's going to be plenty of food around. It's going to be plenty of water around. But what's not going to be around is the word of Yahweh. And this is going to be so vital that the people will go from sea to sea. They will go from the north even to the east searching for the word of Yahweh. Now, I know a lot of us can't fathom this because Yahweh's word comes out so much in abundance today. All you have to do is go on YouTube. All you have to do is go on Facebook. All you have to do is go on Instagram. All you have to do is go on Twitter. All you have to do is call up Blog Talk. Man, all you got to do is just come on down to 1907 Vine Street. All you have to do, you can go to this class and that class. You can spend the entire Shabbat class hopping because you're just jumping all around because you thinking that you take it for granted that the word of Yahweh not going to be here forever. The word of Yahweh is not going to be here forever, not for those that won't adhere to it, not for those that's transgressing from it, not from those that's fleeing from it. It's going to be erratically, it's going to eradicate, it's going to be taken from off the face of this earth to the wicked. The wicked go look, and when they start to consider, it's too late. The gauntlet is thrown down, the raindrops are falling, and the judgment is set forth. And now it's a famine in the land. But how does this famine look? How can you even perceive fearing something that you personally haven't experienced? Well, turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, to the book of Ezekiel 14. And in the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 6th verse. And it reads, Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Repent, and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For everyone in the house of Israel, or of the stranger, that sojourned in Israel, which separated himself from me, and set up his idols in his heart, and put up the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and come to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, Yahweh, will answer him by myself, and I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a proverb, and will cut him off from the midst of my people. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. And if the prophet be deceived when he have spoken a thing, I, Yahweh, have deceived that prophet. And I will stretch out my hand upon him and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeketh unto him. That the house of Israel may go no more astray from me. neither be polluted anymore with any of their with all of their transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I may be their Elohim, son of Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then I will stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. See, Yahweh's famine don't play. Yahweh's famine is something that is detrimental to the earth. It's something that you feel instantaneously. See, there's plenty of people that's playing with the ways with the ways of Yahweh. And they think that it's a joke. They think that the day of Yahweh is not rapidly approaching. Oh, my goodness. It couldn't be something further from the truth. But look at what Yahweh said that he will do. He said he will put, he will answer these people that inquire, even though they know they got idols set up in their heart. And they got these idols as a stumbling block before their eyes. Yahweh said that he will answer them. So that means that really what they're going to be is caught up in their own delusion. Really what they're going to be is really deceived. Because Yahweh's not going to give them their answer. He's going to give them an answer according to their idols. And their idols are false. So guess what their sense of safety is going to be? False. Guess what their sense of purpose is going to be? False. Guess what all the things that they put their trust in is going to be? Falsehood. And this is going to be a famine that's going to consume them rapidly. And this is something that Yahweh will put on man, and he will put in the land. Because Yahweh, there is a famine that is in the land. And for those that are spiritually hungered, for those that are spiritually thirsty, these are the moments. These are the times to take advantage as much as you can. As much as you can to come to the sanctuary of Yahweh and hear the words of Yahweh. Hear testimonies of Yahweh. Hear the laws, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh. Because there's going to come a famine in the land where none of these things will be taking place. And you don't want to be caught up in the midst of this. You don't want to be swept up. Because this is a famine, there is no survivors. See, they got plenty of famines where people haven't eaten and drunk, but they still lived. Because as the Most High said, it's not by bread only does man live, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. So when Yahweh removes word from off of this earth, there is no arguing. There is no debating. There is no, that's what you believe, but this is what I believe. There is no where you serve Yahweh, but I serve something else. None of these things are taking place, because when the famine hits, you're going to know exactly at that moment who you supposed to have been serving. You're going to know from that moment exactly whom you were supposed to be seeking. You're going to know from that moment whom you were supposed to be searching after. And whom you were supposed to be hearkening to. You no longer be arguing over are there prophets in the earth. Because you're going to be looking for them. You no longer going to be pointing and wagging your fingers at brothers and saying, ooh, they so shameful. Because it's going to be a famine in the earth. And your pride is going to be broken. Your heart's going to be humbled. And you're going to be brought down very low. And if Yahweh has mercy upon you, may make it through. But if you are swept up in this famine, you're soon to be consumed. So this famine is no joke. This famine in the land is very, all it causes destruction. But what does this famine look like? Well, let's continue to see some more testimonies. Turn with me to the book of Job, the 23rd chapter. And in the book of Job, the 23rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 8th verse. And it reads, behold, I go forth. And this is Job speaking. He said, behold, I go forth, but he is not there. And backwards, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he does work, but I cannot hold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, but I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he have tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot have held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Because Job was testifying, man, there was a point where I thought I lost the Most High. But then when Yahweh revealed himself unto me, when he showed me this, when he showed me his commandments, man, I took hold of it and I ate it. And it was better to me than my necessary food. Your favorite meal, your favorite drink, your favorite pastime has nothing on these commandments of Yahweh. It's better than your necessary food. It's your sustenance. It's your way of life. It is your life. When Yahweh spoke and he said, let there be light, you think that that just was one act done by the Most High by just speaking in existence? No, we are literally living off for the existence of every word spoken by the Most High. If Yahweh says that servant no longer exists, that servant no longer exists. If Yahweh say that nation no longer exists, that nation no longer exists. If Yahweh says that thing no longer exists, it no longer exists. And he will cause it to fall. He will cause it to diminish. He will cause it to be depleted because he's going to send forth his famine. And any nation that's been brought down to destruction, any nation that's been brought down to his knees, you see that not only Yahweh removed his word, but he removed his people that brings forth his word. Because this is what Yahweh said. He said he placed his word above his name. So if you don't have the word of Yahweh in your midst, then what do you have? Well, I can tell you what you have. You have an outright and utter famine. Don't believe what I'm saying? Don't believe what I'm saying? You don't have to, because these are not my words. These are the words of the true and living Elohim. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Now remember, we read in Ezekiel about Yahweh said that he would come to these men that's inquiring of the prophet, and he would answer them according to their idols. Remember the revelation that Job had when he said that he took hold of these commandments and it was better than his necessary food. Look at the word and all they were, these are testimonies to the words of the true and living Elohim. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, in the very first verse, he reads, all the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swear unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the ways which Yahweh your Elohim led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to prove you, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or no. Now, what is going to happen? When Job say, look, Mr. and Mrs. Negro, I know we told you you can have the Sabbath day off, but productivity is going up, so you're going to have to come in. I know that you said that your mortgage is due, but you can either pay your tithes that don't belong to you anyway, or you can take that and put it on your mortgage. Or I know that your son and your daughter sick, and the only way to bring them back to life, we got to put some rat blood in them. We got to vaccinate them. All these things are just tests to see whether we will keep the commandments of Yahweh or no. And in the third verse, it says, and he humbled thee and suffered thee the hunger, and he fed thee with manna, which you knewest not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of Yahweh does man live. And Yahweh said, this is your sustenance. It's not the bread. It's not the water. It's just something that's satisfying to the eyes. So you fool because you can physically see this bread entering into you. You think your thirst is quenched because you can physically see this water being drunk by you. But you, that's how you live it? Son, my daughter, before you even had a sip of water, before you even had a morsel of bread, you was brought to existence by the word of Yahweh. And this is how we live, and this is how we are living today. Like I said, it's not by your jobs. It's not by your cars. It's not by your jewelry. And it's not by the words that proceedeth out of your mouth. Because it's Yahweh that will suffer the hunger. And he fed you with manna. And how do you think that manna came upon Yahweh's people? Because Yahweh commanded it to come upon his people. And this bread was something that we nor our fathers known. I've never tasted manna before a day in my life. But I've come from a lineage of our people that ate it every day. But instead of appreciating it, instead of giving praises to Yahweh, all that took place was a bunch of murmuring, a bunch of complaining. All that took place was a bunch of pointing fingers. And man, you not worth nothing, man. What is this? What is this bread that we keep getting that come from the heavens that Yahweh called angel food? Oh, my goodness. The word of Yahweh is so pure. The word of Yahweh is the very life on how we exist. The word of Yahweh is how we walk, how we see, how we talk, how our steps are directed and guided. You think that this may be the GPS, or you may think that it may be your intuition. No, it's the directions of Yahweh, because this is how we live, by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of Yahweh. And once Yahweh has taken his word, once Yahweh has removed his messenger, once Yahweh has removed his spirit, oh my gogoodness, now you are in a famine. And it don't matter how many grapes, bread, or rivers of water are around you. You are in dire need of survival. And your survival has been depleted from you as soon as the word of Yah is taken from you. But how does this famine in the land look? How does it look? Well, let's read a testimony. Let's read another testimony on how this famine looks. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter, I'm going to begin. And this is a testimony about what happened with a king in the nation of Israel. His name was Saul. And he did that which was not commanded by Most High. He didn't hearken to the words of the Most High. And it was so detrimental to him that when he went to inquire of the Most High, the Most High used to be inquired of him. That means he would answer him. But it came a time where Yahweh removed his spirit from this king. and this king will no longer be inquired of by Yahweh. And let's read about the limbs that he took just to get an answer. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter, and the very first verse reads, "And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, Know thou surely that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, Surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, Therefore will I make you keeper on my head forever. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly troubled. And when Saul inquired of Yahweh, Yahweh answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by the Urim, or by prophets. So Yahweh had cut off all communication. He didn't answer him by the Urim. He didn't answer him by dream, nor did he answer him by prophet. Then said Saul unto his servant, Seek me a woman that have a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And her servant said to him, Behold, there is a woman that does have a familiar spirit in Endor. Now, you talking about a man that was a king. You talking about a king that by the commandments of Yahweh was commanded to get rid of all the people that had familiar spirits. It's the law. Yahweh commanded us not to seek those that have familiar spirits or converse with the dead, necromancers, and all this abominable behavior. So he knew this, but he got so desperate because Yahweh would not answer him. Yahweh would not be inquired by this man. This man thought that he was going to actually get a righteous answer by breaking the law. He thought that he was going to get some positive feedback transgressing against Yahweh. Well, the reason why Yahweh didn't answer you was because you was transgressing against Yahweh. This is what's taking place today. I know a lot of our people think that Yahweh is communicating with them. I know a lot of our people think that Yahweh is talking to them. Well, all you got to do is try to, it says iron sharp as iron, and a man's countenance sharp with his friend. If you really think that Yahweh is speaking with you and Yahweh is dealing with you, then ask the Most High of the real secrets in his book that you could bring forth to people and that you could show forth to the world. Ask the Most High to show you the depth of his covenants. Ask him. See, a lot of our people today think that they messengers of the Most High simply because they get a vision. Well, you get a vision, you get, there's many visions, but a vision from who? A vision from Yahweh is something completely different. A vision from Yahweh is with purpose. And a voice from Yahweh is with purpose. Yahweh don't just say, you don't just say, Yahweh, I want to know what my pick six numbers are. Yahweh 626. Yahweh don't got time for that. He's not concerned with that. Yahweh not concerned with that at all. But what Yahweh is concerned with is when his service is asking the Creator to bow down his ear and show him his secrets that's confined in his book, to show him his covenants, to show him how to tell time, things that are relevant to salvation, things that are pertaining to salvation. And if you take your eye off the ball, then all you do is seek after a bunch of vanity. And that's what Saul did. He sought after some vanity. And he got what he asked for, because he did seek a woman with familiar spirits. And she did summon the soul of Saul. But the information that Saul received was not something that was pleasing to him, because Saul got the answer that he wanted. Since you didn't put your trust in Yahweh, since you didn't put your whole heart into Yahweh, and since you went to go outside of Yahweh, you got your answer. But the answer you got, something that you really wish you didn't have revealed unto you. Because Samuel did come, and Samuel did inquire and say, "Hey, you wake me up." Well, since you went hard to the words of Yahweh, you and your sons are going to be with me tomorrow. So the words that he heard was very devious. The words that he heard was something that he wished he wouldn't even inquire of in the first place. And this is what's taking place today. Many of our people are inquiring, but they're not inquiring of the words of Yahweh. And they'll go to these nations that deal with these type of abominations and try to think that because they got an answer that they've never heard before, that this got to be from Yahweh. Well, ultimately, it's from Yahweh. But what it is showing you that his famine is rapidly upon you. And when Yahweh's famine is upon you, and when Yahweh's famine is in the land, if you're not strong, you're going to take some desperate measures, do some abominable things just to hear from Yah. But Yahweh won't be inquired because there's a famine, just as Yahweh has promised. And how did this famine take place with Saul? How does this famine take place today? It's taking place today. The same thing that Saul did is what the nations are doing today. The same thing that Saul did is what we're doing today as a nation. And in the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, you turn with me there. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, we begin reading at the 22nd verse. And it reads, "And Samuel said, have Yahweh," I'm trying to see if I want to start right there, if I want to go up a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to start at verse 17. And Samuel said, "When thou was little in thine own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And Yahweh anointed you king over Israel? And Yahweh sent you on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites and fight against them until they be consumed? Wherefore then did thou not obey the voice of Yahweh, but did fly upon the spoil and did evil in the sight of Yah?" And Saul said unto Samuel, "Yea, I have obeyed the voice of Yahweh, and have gone the way which Yahweh sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of the Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto Yahweh, our Elohim, in Gilgal." And this is when Samuel had to hit them with some knowledge. He said, and Samuel said, "Man, have Yahweh as great light in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yahweh?" And this is what Yahweh is asking today. Because our people think they're making righteous sacrifices unto Yah. Well, what sacrifices are you making if it's breaking the being obedient to Yah? It don't matter how much money you're making. It don't matter how big your house is. It don't matter how many clothes you have in your closet. It don't matter how many shoes you have on your feet. And it don't matter how much the community looks up to you. And you breaking the word of Yahweh. And this is what Samuel was telling to Saul. Like, man, Yahweh don't take no pleasure in burnt offerings, as in obeying his voice. But let's continue reading. He says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is the iniquity and idolatry. And because thou hast rejected the words of Yahweh, he have also rejected you from being king. So in other words, the famine began. You've been rejected from Yahweh because you rejected Yahweh. And we read that this past Shabbat in the book of Chronicles says Yahweh will be with you while you are with him. But if you forsake Yah, Yahweh will forsake you. And this, in this moment, by Saul hearkening to the voice of the people, hearkening to the actions of the people, Yahweh cut him off, put a famine in the land, a famine that he couldn't even survive from. It consumed him because he chose to do the things that his heart was deceiving him to do rather than to be obedient to the voice of Yahweh. And let's continue reading. Verse 24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandments of Yahweh and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, I pray you, pardon my sin again with me, that I may worship Yah. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the words of Yahweh, and Yahweh have rejected you from being king over Israel. So the judgment been set. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, Yahweh have rent the kingdom of Israel from you this day, and have given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than you. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray you, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship Yahweh, thy Elohim. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped Yahweh. But even though he worshiped Yahweh, Yahweh still wasn't inquired of by him. And this is what's taking place today. You have forsook the ways of Yahweh. Now you want to inquire of Yahweh after the judgment has been set forth. But you had the opportunity, just like the nations today, have the opportunity to turn and seek Yahweh with our whole heart. Not 25, not 50, not 75, not even 99. Our whole heart. And the moment we don't hearken unto the words of Yahweh, the moment we don't hearken unto the instructions of Yahweh, the moment that we don't adhere to the testimonies of Yahweh, man, at that moment the famine appears in the land. But it won't be a famine of bread. It won't be a famine of water. What it will be is a famine of hearing the words of Yahweh. Now, I know a lot of our people, they think that this is practically impossible because they like, look, I can go online and I can watch old Maury Alicia tapes from when he was teaching back in the 80s. Or I can go back and listen to y'all class anytime of the week. Man, I can go back and listen to this, that, the third, anytime in the week. Well, how long do you think that these things are going to take place? You act like Yahweh's judgment is not in this earth. As if Yahweh has you set apart. Well, if he had you set apart, then what did he say to you to set you apart? How can you establish it in his book? How can you establish it in the ways of Yahweh? And let me tell you something, people. Most, they can't. They can't establish it at all. All they're doing is just being given up to their own delusions and their own illusions and their own conclusions. Until they just led into destruction. But there is a famine that will be in the land. But this famine will not be what people are thinking. You can gather up all the water you want to, all the bandages and camping equipment you want to, all the weapons and batteries you want to. What you going to do with the famine of Yahweh word being void in the earth? You understand, without the word of Yahweh, nothing is in existence. You know why the sun rules by day and the moon and stars rule by night? Because Yahweh said it. You know why there's blessings upon man and beast for 6 days? Because Yahweh commanded. Yahweh said it. You know why the earth was brought forth for the third day and the dry land was separated from the sea? Because Yahweh commanded. Everything that's in this earth is here because of the commandments of Yahweh. Now let the scientists tell you it was because of evolution. Let the scientists keep telling you it's because of a big bang. Yes, there will be a big bang. It's going to be a big bang from all the bodies that's dropping on the ground because the famine has been set forth in the land. And the famine is the void of the word of Yahweh. And this void and this famine is something kings can't stand before. Princes can't stand before. Men, women, children can't stand before. Nothing can stand before this famine. Because this is a famine that is a direct lifeline. And once it's cut off, oh my goodness, then the people that not living by it is going to see that this is how you was living the whole time. But this is what happened with King. This is what happened to a king in Israel. And Yahweh is not no respecter of person. Yahweh is not the man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If Yahweh said that there's going to be a famine, there's going to be a famine. How is that going to take place? I have no clue. I don't know how it's going to look to not have the word of Yahweh nowhere in the midst. It scares me. It's terrifying to think that one day I want to go search for a scripture and it may not be in my midst. Or I may want to watch words of inspiration and lessons of inspiration and get some wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and it not be available. That's terrifying to think of. More so than not in that car or getting that watch or getting all these vain dainties. To fathom that there's going to come a time where the word of Yahweh is completely void off of the face of this earth, man, it should make hairs on the back of your neck stand up. It should make you tremble. It should make you shudder. Because what Yahweh is saying is he's going to take life off of this very earth in a time and in a moment. Because there's a famine in the land. But what does this entail? Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter. See, this is why Yahweh commanded his servants to eat this roll. To eat this roll and make it a part of you. So it's like until it becomes a part of you. You're no longer, you just walking around meditating on the laws of Yahweh day and night. So it's always in your remembrance. It's always in the cusp of our hearts. It's always in the meditations of our minds. It's always on the forefront of our thoughts. This is why Yahweh commanded Ezekiel to eat this roll. This is why Yahweh has commanded his servants to eat this roll today. Why? Because there's going to come a time where there's a famine in the land. And you won't have the access to the internet. You won't have the access to a Bible. You won't have the access to your phone to download the Holy Bible app. These things will be completely void off the face of this earth. And this is why the wisdom of Yahweh have us to know this in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter and the 18th verse. In Proverbs 29, verse 18, it reads, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Yeah, who do you think that Sabbath upon Sabbath comes? Feast of trumpets upon feast of trumpets? Day of atonement upon day of atonement? The memorial of the Passover upon memorial of the Passover? Feast of unleavened bread upon feast of unleavened bread? Feast of weeks upon feast of weeks? All these holy days that keep coming every year at their appointed time? And you think this is for nothing? A lot of these days, we can't even keep in the land of captivity. But what we can do is come together and rehearse the acts. What we can do is read about the testimonies of what took place. And why not seize the moment? Every Shabbat, every new month, and every holy day that we blessed to see. Because why? Because you have to have a vision. No, you want to be a part of this. Man, you have to have a vision so that, look, I'm making it to every new month class. You got to have a vision to say, man, I'm making it to every Sabbath class I can. I'm making it to every day of atonement that I could be there. I'm making it to every Feast of Trumpets. I'm there every Shabbat. Because you know that there's going to come a time where there's a famine that's in the land, and these things are not going to be available to you. So this is why wisdom lets you know, look, where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Yes, you happy. Because in the day of famine, you hid. In the day of drought and thirst, you hid. In the day of fierce hunger, you're hid. Why? Because you hearkened and took every opportunity to praise Yahweh. You took every opportunity to give honor, glory, and thanks unto Yahweh. You took every opportunity to bless Yahweh's people. So now those blessings can be reaped upon you. And it's all because you kept the law. So now we delight in our Elohim. But if you don't, and you think you take these things for granted, and you just want to get knowledge so you can have debates and argue and tell people what they do and don't know, man, this famine going to come and you won't even see it coming. How do I know that you won't see it coming? Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 5th verse. Jeremiah 17, verse 5 reads, it says, thus saith Yahweh, cursed be the man, trust in man, and make it flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahweh. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh. You won't even see when good cometh. You ain't even see Moriah Elisha. You ain't even see Moriah Shia. You ain't even see Moriah Isha. You ain't even see Moriah Naphtali. Man, you ain't even see Moriah Obadiah. You ain't even see your brothers and sisters that wanted to sit down and say, man, let's talk about Yahweh. Let's just praise Yahweh. You say, man, get on out of here with that, man. I don't want to hear that. You telling me what you want to believe. You telling me something out of man's book. I don't want to hear that. You don't even see when the good done came. And look what will take place. You should not see when good cometh, but you shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and in salt land and not inhabit it. So you're going to be famished. Spiritually and physically famished. Because you didn't even see when the good came. You didn't hearken to it. You wasn't looking for it. And when you heard it, you instantly rejected it. I sat and took place with a conversation this week. And it said that the word of Yahweh shouldn't be taught on the Sabbath day. So you have people rushing to bring this famine on. People rushing to have the words of Yahweh completely taken off of the face of this earth. Well, I'm not. And they couldn't back this up with scriptures. They couldn't back this up with law, nor with a testimony. They couldn't back this up with anything Matter of fact, they took time out of the day to attack the words of Yahweh and to attack his book. All because of why? Because the book wasn't witness for what they were trying to establish. And they couldn't establish it because Yahweh wasn't with them. And you got fools that agree with this. Foolish people that will go along with this. Don't you know what you're asking for? Mr. and Mrs. Negro, you were asking for the famine to be rapidly brought upon you. So searching for the words of Yahweh will be unsearchable. You know how many people of our people are famished? How many of our people would love to hear the words of Yahweh every Sabbath day? Every day that comes, that tune in and listen every day from the lessons that come off of this podium? Well, that's for those that know and they see the good. But for those that don't, man, you don't even see the good coming. You look at this thing as a burden. You look at these laws, statutes, and judgments as a burden. And you would take time to bring people in to rebel with you in this burden because you know why? Misery loves company. Misery always loves company. But this is not how a servant of Yahweh is moving. Messengers of Yah that's telling the people, look, man, I can't do nothing for you. There's nothing I can do for you. So I'm not going to teach you the word of Yah. I'm going to just tell you about my life and what I'm going through, my plight and my struggle. Man, don't nobody care about your plight and your struggle. If you up here as a messenger, your message is to warn the people from the impending wrath of Yahweh. Your commission is to warn the people of the famine coming, not to encourage it, and not to have people feel like you have to be lackadaisical in serving Yahweh. And if you put your trust in these type of men, then you're going to be like a heath in the desert. Going to be like a heath in the desert. Because you didn't even see when the good cometh. All these classes that's taking place every day, Yahweh has increased that his words be and magnified and praised every day. Take advantage of it. Because there will be a time where there's a famine in the land and you will not be able to find us. Just like the vision that the Most High gave unto Pharaoh. And the vision had to be interpreted by Yosef because Yahweh was with Yosef. And he said, look, this vision that Yahweh has given you, this right here is a vision of the times to come. You're going to have 7 fat years and you're going to have 7 lean years. But the lean years are going to be the famine. And the famine is going to be so grievous that you won't even remember fat times for the lean ones. The famine is going to take over all the time. The 7 years that you had when everything was in abundance, you won't even remember that. And you don't think Yahweh was going to cause that famine to happen with his word? All these exclusive increases that Yahweh has blessed upon his servants, all these meditations that those sides put on the spirits of his servants, it's not to magnify yourself. It's not to magnify man. It's to magnify Yahweh. And say, man, I serve true and living Elohim. Because he's constantly bringing forth something new from his word, from his testimonies, from his laws, statutes, and judgments. Man, Yahweh done gave us the ability to know how to count time. Why is it important? It's important to know how to count time because there's going to come a time where there's a famine in the land. And the word of Yahweh will be completely void from the wicked. Don't get caught up in this. Turn with me to the book of Judges, the 2nd chapter. See, this is why the most important instruction that we can receive is service to Yahweh. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. Be not wise in our own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. Yeah, you got to trust in Yahweh with your whole heart. Yes, I know it looks funny. Yes, it may look funny because we done came around so much wickedness and perverseness that the ways of righteousness does look funny. But this is the way that Yahweh said to walk. And Yahweh said that none would be disappointed that wait upon him. But the ways of the heathens, if we lean upon and acted the ways of the heathens, oh man, there's nothing but decimation and destruction to come upon us. Because there is no life in the ways of man. There is no salvation in the ways of man. The only way to receive salvation, the only way to receive life, is to receive the words of Yahweh. And in the book of Judges, the second chapter, I begin reading at the seventh verse. And it reads, "And the people served Yahweh all the days of Yehoshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Yehoshua, who had seen all the great works of Yahweh that he did for Israel. And Yehoshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance, in Timnath-Heres, in the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gaash. And also, all their generations were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not Yahweh, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel." This is what the famine looks like. When you don't teach it to your children, when we walk away, when you don't take advantage of the Shabbat day, when you don't take instructions from the messengers of Yahweh that's been sent before you, this is what happens. There comes up a generation that don't know Yahweh. And they don't know none of his works or none of what he's done. And when the famine comes upon you, you won't be able to recall none of the works or bring none of them to mind because they will be removed from your very midst. This is what it looks like when a famine is in the land. It don't matter what trees are around, what fruit and vegetables and water is around. When there's a famine from the word of Yahweh, there's nothing but death and destruction. And when you hearken it to the words of Yahweh, brought by his messenger, who you think you hearken it to? You hearken it to Yahweh. Because Yahweh's words either going to bring you life or death. Blessings or curses. Because this is what Yahweh said that we would call to mind in the midst of the nations that we are in. But if we don't, then we'll just be on the receiving end of this famine. And we don't have to be. It's not necessary for us to be a part of it at all. Because what we think is a priority is really not a priority. And what we think is important is really not important. And what we think is a goal to reach is really just all vanity. If your goal is not to be one with your Elohim and to be in the midst of your Elohim, then every goal is one of vanity. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. Because there's ways that you can replenish yourself. There's ways that you can refill yourself and your spirit can be lifted. And anyone that can stand in your midst and tell you that you don't have to obey the words of Yahweh. You don't have to keep the Shabbat You don't have to do anything that Yahweh has commanded you and say is your life for the length of your days. Well, you're not standing, but you're not standing in the midst of a man. This is what you're standing in the midst of. In the book of Isaiah, 56th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. And it reads, "All ye beasts of the field, come to devour. Yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving the slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. And they all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain, from his quarter." And this is exactly the condition that we in today. Everyone for their own gain, from their own quarter. Ask them to prove what most of they telling you, for thus saith Yah, and they can't do it. They can't provide it. They can't show it to you. Why? Because all they standing for is their own gain. So the preacher man telling you to pay tithes, not because that's the law of Yahweh, so that he can pocket it. And people have been robbed by the preacher man, and now they think that the laws of Yahweh is imperfect. Man, how you gonna teach tithes? Because that's the law. How you gonna teach to keep the Sabbath day? Because that's the law. Man, how you gonna teach? Because that's the law. Because that's what comes from up here from this podium. The laws of Yahweh. Not the laws of Obadiah. Not the laws of Mr. and Mrs. Negro. The laws of Yahweh. And something has to be wrong with you if you call yourself a messenger, or you call yourself a watchman, or you call yourself a minister, or a more, or whatever you want to put yourself in a position, if you're in a position of leadership, and you're not trying to return people back unto Yahweh to keep his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments. Yahweh said, look, they're a bunch of dumb dogs. And all they do is they just love the slumber. They never have enough. And they all like shepherds that can't understand. And they look for their own way. Everyone for his gain from his own quarter. So you no longer being a shepherd to the people. Now you're just a shepherd to yourself. It says, come ye, verse 12, and say, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundant. That's all they want to do. No wonder people saying you can't teach on the Shabbat day. No wonder people coming up with all these strange doctrines that can't be authenticated by the words of Yahweh. Because that's all they really want to do. That's all they want to do is just turn up. That's all they want to do. Drink wine all day and sing songs until you just pass out. And then you come out just like our people that's caught up in Christianity, sit up in church all day long, and they haven't learned nothing. And say, how was church? Oh, it was beautiful. What'd you learn? Man, I learned a lot. Well, what'd you learn? I learned God is good. And what else you learn? All the time. Well, what else you learn? All the time. Man, what you learn? God is good. So all you left, you came up in church, sat there all day long, and all you did was come out with a bunch of cliche words, cliche sayings. You didn't get no increase. How keeping the Shabbat, how you going to keep the Shabbat day better? Man, don't put one day before the other day. See, this is the type of foolishness that you will run into. This is the type of famine that you will run into when you don't hearken to the words of Yahweh. And if you're in the midst of men, women, I don't care who it is, that's discouraging you from building your relationship with the Most High, get out of there. I don't care what they call themselves. They can call themselves a prophet, a priest, a prince, a king. If they try to discourage you from following Yahweh, you get out of there. Because Yahweh said you get them in the wilderness and they talk of that servant of the God stuff, man, say your hand should be the first one upon that false prophet. Because this is what takes place when we disobey the words of the Most High. A famine is in the land. And this famine is not just felt by the servants of Yahweh. You think that, yeah, yes, Yahweh is the Elohim of Israel. But Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, sea, and all that in them is. That's who Yahweh is. He's the creator. And the nations, they know when it's a famine. They know when they see that salvation hasn't been in their midst. They know JC not saving them. They know Uncle Al is not saving them. So look at who they inquire of. They inquire of the servants of Yahweh. And look at what instructions Yahweh gave in this very same chapter. At the very first verse, it reads, "Thus saith Yahweh, keep ye judgment and do justice. My salvation is near to come, and my righteousness be revealed. Blessed is the man that does this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Shabbat from polluting it, and keepeth his hands from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that anoint himself to Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh have utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith Yahweh unto the eunuch that keepeth my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in my house, and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. And I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off." So you don't want to take the advantage hearing the words of Yahweh? You don't want to take the advantage of following Yahweh wholeheartedly? Well, Yahweh said, well, that's good. You'll be removed from my house. And the stranger or the eunuch that think that they cut off, I'll give them names better than sons and daughters. To some of my sons and daughters who didn't take advantage of this, who didn't hearken unto this, who didn't heed unto this, who was caught in the famine that was placed upon the land. See, Yahweh is just. Yahweh's mercy endures forever. But what Yahweh doesn't stand for is foolishness. What Yahweh doesn't stand for is perverseness. And what Yahweh doesn't stand for is wickedness. And Yahweh is commanding his people, and he's commanding the world to get his act, to get the act together. Because there's a famine in the land. And without the word of Yahweh, you're void of nourishment. This is why Yahweh said this in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, 44th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. It says, "Yet now hear, O Yaakov, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith Yahweh, that made you, and formed you from the womb, which will help you. Fear not, O Yaakov, my servant, and thou Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, floods upon the dry ground, and I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring. And they spring up as amongst the watercourses, as amongst the grass, and willows by the watercourses. And one shall say, I am Yah's, and another shall call himself by the name of Yaakov, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel." This is what Yahweh is saying. Come to the waters. I will pour waters upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry grounds. And that's what we are, a nation of dry grounds. The famine has ravished us. We done learned all that we need to know about JC, Uncle Al, the Black Fist movement, this movement and that movement, but can't tell you the first thing about Yahweh, the true and living Elohim. The one is the one that's the only reason why we exist and live today. We can't tell you nothing. Dealing with his righteousness, dealing with his acts, dealing with his works. And this is why you need to come to the sanctuary of Yahweh and hear the word of Yahweh and be introduced to your Elohim. Because Yahweh said darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness to people. So this famine that's in the land is upon our people this very moment, this very day. Now people may think that they're walking around. They may think that they're woke. They may think that they're conscious. They may think that they got the whole world in their hand. But little do you know, you are nothing but consumed, caught up in this famine. And you can humble yourself and be brought out of it, or you can be haughty and be consumed by it. Because Yahweh is letting you know it's going to be a famine that's in the land, but it's not going to be of bread or water, but of the hearing of the word of Yahweh. And there's going to be those that thirst for this knowledge. They're going to go from the east. They're going to go from the north to the east. Sea by sea, searching for the word, and they won't be able to find it because there's a famine upon the land. So this is not something that you want to ask for. This is something that you shouldn't be excited to see, because this is a day of destruction and not a day of rejoicing. This is a day of sackcloth and not a day of mirth. And to be honest, at this state that we are in as a nation today, there's more to mourn for than to be joyous and celebrate. So why is there so much celebration take place in Israel today? Why is there so much celebrating? Why is there so much, man, we need to come together and turn up and have a party and have a get together. Yeah, that's fine. We can have a party and a get together. But why can't we come together and tend to matter at hand? And that's how do we return back unto Yahweh? Because we haven't been following Yah. Because we haven't been hearkening to Yah. Because we hadn't adhered to the words of Yah. And we need to, especially in these times, in the last days, because the famine will be in the land, and it won't be a thirst, and it won't be a food, but it will be of the hearing of Yahweh. And I don't want to see that. I don't want to see my people caught in this. I don't want to see it at all. If you act haughty and you arrogant, it's only the other time before that famine consumes you. Because it's in your midst. It's in the land right now. You can get on social media and say, praise Yahweh. And the only people that will probably say praise Yahweh back are the people that serve Yah. Or they have heard the name of Yah before. And they may say, well, this is something cool to like. But if you say, well, praise Yahweh with me at 1907 Vine Street, and let's get together, and let's break bread. If there's any controversies, we can sit down and hash it out at the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference. We meet 3 times a year, specifically to praise Yahweh and discuss these laws. Because no man say restore. You want to restore your bank account, that's why you work. You want to restore your degree, that's why you keep going to school. You want to restore your car, that's why you keep it gassed up, oiled up, fixed up. But when it comes to the word of Yahweh, you say, oh, I'm good. I know all I need to know. Well, all you're doing is just being led further and further into the famine. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, 32nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. It reads, "For Yahweh's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him, and he kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him." Yahweh is letting you know how we even came into existence. There was no deities of Egypt. There was no Haile Selassie. There was no B-A-A-L. There was none of these false idols. And when Yahweh said he found his people, we was in a drought. We was in a famine. We was in a bad state. And that just goes to show you the righteousness of Yahweh. See, Yahweh takes dirt and makes beautiful roses out of it. Yahweh will take clay that's broken and mold it into a beautiful fixture. See, Yahweh don't just take a nation because they strong and look good and walk around with gold strapped on their body. No, Yahweh literally took Israel from nothing to something. And it's all from the words of Yahweh. So how can we deny Elohim, his praise? How can we deny Elohim, his glory? How can we deny Elohim, our thanksgiving unto him? Because that's who your praises are to go to. That's who your honor and glory are to go to. And I know tomorrow a lot of our people will be outside setting off firecrackers at barbecues, celebrating Independence Day, when the very act of Independence Day, your people was enslaved. Your people was caught up into slavery. Our ancestors was the one that was inking up the pen to be written on. And they are celebrating your oppressors, but you will hesitate celebrating the true and living Elohim. So just how we done been stout-hearted towards Yahweh, now can you understand how grievous this famine is going to be? Because Yahweh is going to recompense our acts upon our own heads. Because Yahweh is letting you know it's a famine that's going to take place. Because you've not hearkened unto my words. You've not hearkened unto my testimonies. Matter of fact, you denounced me as a whole and say, man, there is no Elohim. Well, I'm going to remove my word from the midst of you, and I'm going to let you revel in the famine. And you're going to search for it until you just fall and drop. Because this is how powerful the word of Yahweh is. Because once his word is removed, life is removed. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 10th verse. And it reads, "So I prophesied as he commanded. Me and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost, and we are cut off from our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it and performed it, saith Yahweh. By the word of Yahweh we'll live, and by the word of Yahweh we'll perish. But this great army that was standing before Yahweh was because this prophet prophesied unto these dry bones. And the whole house of Israel, we are those dry bones. We are those dry bones. Turn with me to the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter. Last scripture. In the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, and the 10th verse, it reads, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time of the day shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335th day. But go thou thy way to the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Why? Because Yahweh has already declared that this prophet, Daniel, will be back at the end of days. Just like he has prophesied that the righteous will be back in the end of days. Yahweh has gave us our Declaration of Independence. It's called the commandments. Yahweh has gave us liberty. It's called the land of Canaan. Yahweh has already called his family. It's the house of Israel. Yahweh already said how we will be delivered by his acts, by his signs, and by his wonders. And Yahweh said, if we don't hearken to his words, exactly what would take place. A famine will be in the land, but not of bread, but not of water, but of the hearing of the words of Yahweh. So why will you die, O house of Israel? Rather just not to give sacrifices? Is Yahweh satisfied with sacrifices of lambs and rams? Or is Yahweh satisfied with our obedience? Well, he's satisfied with our obedience. Let's turn and return back to Yahweh. So when this famine that's in the land consumes, it won't consume you or I. But we will be hid in the day of Yahweh's wrath. So hearken to the words of Yahweh. Because Yahweh truly is good to Israel. And Yahweh continues to be good to Israel. And Yahweh has carried Israel. And Yahweh has nurtured Israel. And Yahweh has taught Israel with his wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And he's continuing to teach Israel by sending forth his messengers, sending forth the messages of the words that Yahweh has inspired them with. So hearken to the word of Yahweh. And maybe you could be like this prophet Daniel, and you'll stand in the lot at the end of your days and won't be consumed by the famine. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Bless your way, oh my soul. 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 Bless your way, all you witnesses, do not forget his benefits, forgive his iniquity, heal the diseases in my ligaments, your redeemer and creator. From us, he know I make a merciful and slow to anger, gracious, only walk your flesh. Yah, who satisfies my mouth with good things, bless Yah, who renews me like the eagle's wings, bless Yah, who made his ways known to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel, who we chosen, bless Yah.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul, singing praises to your holy name.